Now on the KSRO live line with us is Laurel Rosenhall. She is an author and a writer for Cal Matters. Good morning, Laurel.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Good to have you with us. Of course, this is an important subject to us here in the North Bay. California utilities wanting customers to help pay for wildfire damages. To me, it's two different questions, Laurel. Maybe you can educate us about this. Number one, if PG&E is talking about, you know, making some pretty sizable upgrades in terms of equipment or readiness or whatever after the wildfires, that makes sense that we would take part in that. If they're talking about paying for the damages that the company may incur for because of the lawsuits, that's something different.
Yeah, well, you know, I think it's important to note to begin with that there's been no official blame put on PG&E at this point in time.
And no official cause of the fires, right?
Right, exactly. So just let's get that out of the way and just make it very clear that right now, they're not, you know, officially to blame. However, there is an investigation ongoing, and PG&E is clearly preparing for the possibility that they will be held liable. There is this, you know, obscure provision in the law that says that utilities are responsible for any damages traceable to their equipment, even if they were not negligible in maintaining that equipment. And so, you know, PG&E is looking around the state at some decisions that have happened in legal cases and regulations regarding other wildfires in other parts of the state that kind of are dropping some hints that, that, you know, they could be held to pay for all the costs, which is many billions of dollars of the wildfires in your area.
So the utilities are saying, okay, well, you're going to make us pay the cost. But then they say, well, we're going to just pass the bill on to the consumers.
Exactly.
What really matters about this, though, is the fact that California wants to be green. And we've invested a lot in our utilities to help us stay green. So if they actually end up footing the bill, we'll be less green in California.
Well, if they do foot the bill, what they're doing right now is they're basically, you know, pounding the hallways of the Capitol to try to get a change in the law that would allow them to pass that cost on to customers if they are held liable. And that would mean that all of us pay more for our electricity. And the real tension here is whether, you know, if PG&E is held liable and has to pay these billions of dollars, should that money come out of their profits, out of the money that, you know, the investors are making, or should that money come from those of us who just pay our bills every month?
Well, I think you know how we stand on this issue as consumers. We say, no, it shouldn't be us. It ought to be the stockholders. And because, you know, that's probably the hit that's going to make the biggest impression.
But the, you know, the green energy issue is a real one because Jerry Brown and the, you know, Democratic leaders in the legislature have a real high priority on all of these clean energy initiatives. And so far, they've been able to get a lot of cooperation from PG&E and the other utility companies around the state. They're big players in the development of the infrastructure that it takes to have a sort of cleaner, greener, lower carbon kind of energy system.
And I'm sure these utilities have... Oh, sorry.
Go ahead.
I'm just assuming that these utilities companies have no sway with the governor and our politicians in Sacramento whatsoever.
Yeah, I mean, they are big players. There's no doubt about it. You know, they make massive campaign contributions, millions of dollars. They give lots of money to the Democratic Party. They're, you know, they have very prominent lobbyists in the Capitol. So they are definitely used to getting their way. And that's honestly how I sort of keyed into this issue because, you know, the governor and the legislature, the legislative leaders released this unusual statement a couple weeks ago. It was a public statement, but it was hard to figure out exactly what they were planning. Usually when they make these kind of statements, they're announcing something really specific. In this case, they were sort of generally saying, we're going to, you know, look at our forest management practices, and we're going to look at our emergency response system, and we might update our liability rules for utility services. And so once I started looking into this statement, you know, why, what are they talking about, and why did they put out this statement without saying, it's not like they're saying specifically, here's what we're going to do. You know, here's a bill, we're putting our support right behind this, we have a plan. It was much more vague than that. And it became clear that the utilities had basically been lobbying for something that would send a signal to Wall Street that would just kind of show that California is going to address this, because, of course, all of them have been, you know, suffering on the stock market ever since the fires.
Well, much more to come on this subject, no question about it. And again, CAL FIRE has not released the cause of the North Bay wildfires as of yet. Laurel, thanks so much for being here.
Thanks for having me. I hope your listeners will check out calmatters.org.
Will do. calmatters.org. That's Laurel Rosenhall, and she's a writer for Cal Matters.